In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. I will give the title for today is Through the Roof. If I go through the story of the man who was carried by the four men and he was a paralytic, and we go through the miracle, we have to see it first, we have to go to meditate in first, and we have to know about the background. If we can see that there is a lot of cloud around the house and in the house, and no one can go inside the house, it's only because they know that there's Jesus Christ inside the house. And this is what we have to learn. Where Jesus Christ exists, we have to follow him. And we have to follow his word. And we have to follow what he's doing. And we have to follow his commandments. And we have to love him. And all the cloud, they love him. And we have to know that the tearing up the roof, it's not the destruction of the property at all. In the Palestine, the first century, the flat roof composed of large stone tiles. It means that when they easy to remove these tiles, it's easy. It's hard, but it's easy. And it is not a destruction of the house. But they did a hard work to take this man, the paralytic man, and go up, go on the roof, and to remove the roof, this is a work. If I wanted to see God, if I wanted to meet him, I have to do some effort. I have to come early to the church. I have to come early and pray. I have to wake up early for 5 or 10 minutes only to give praise to God. It's only some effort. It's only some effort to give it like a small sacrifices to give it to God. That's why this is one of main things when the power of prayer, when I stand before God, I receive a blessing and grace from God. But I have to do my job first. I have to do my job. And the four friends, if I can take a look on them, these friends, we don't know the names of these friends. No one praised them. If I go through the Bible, I don't know who are. They only serve and give the praise to God. No one knows the names. No one knows their names. But if only they give the praise to God, then what we have to do, we only help the people serve the church without any pride. I can't say that I am doing. They never go to Jesus Christ and said, you know, we are the four friends. Or, please, we want to see Jesus Christ. We are the friends of this man, the paralyzed, who did the Jesus Christ did the miracle. No. They finish their job, and the people give their praise to God, to Jesus Christ, and that's it. The humility in the service. And I can resume the friends in three words: compassion, faith, and love. The friends have compassion. In Peter, the first epistle of Peter 3:8, says, finally, be ye all one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous. We have to be compassionate together. In the faith, they have the faith that Jesus Christ will do everything. They have the faith that Jesus Christ is between them, between the friends, together. If I have a friend, I have to find Jesus Christ between me, between that, between us. If I have to evaluate the friendship, then I have to know where is Jesus Christ exactly between me and between my friend. Exactly like David and Nathan. He said, God will be between us. This is a friendship. If not, it's not a real friendship. The faith in Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ lived in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and raised himself from me. And the third word of the friendship is love. In Ephesians 3:17, he said, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love. If Jesus Christ exists between, in the friendship between me and between my friends, then there is love. There is forgiveness. If they do anything against me, I will forgive, because I love them a lot. And Jesus Christ is between me and between them, and I have compassion. Three words can resume what the meaning of friends and what they did. They have compassion on their friend. They love a lot their friend. And also they have the faith that Jesus Christ will do a miracle. That's why they love them a lot, love him a lot. And when Jesus Christ in the house, Jesus Christ was in the house, he came to the Capernaum before, in St. Mark chapter 1:14. And most probably he was preaching about the kingdom of God and the salvation. This is the core of the Bible, the core of the preaching of Jesus Christ, the salvation and the kingdom of God. And he was preaching a lot. And all the people, the congregation, the crowd are inside the house because they want to listen to Jesus Christ. And I'm asking, is Jesus Christ in my home? Again, I have to ask myself, Jesus Christ in my home and I'm listening to him where he's preaching? There's two houses. Jesus Christ, God is present in all the world. But I come to the church because he is inside the altar and I have to meet him. He's inside the altar and I have to meet him. And I have to listen to his word where he's preaching. The word of God, it's coming from anywhere. Maybe you hear a word from the gospel. Or from the other readings, like a pollen or other readings. Or maybe Abuna said a word, all the sermon, it's nothing, but maybe you hear only a word, change your life. And at your home, when you open the Bible and you pray, you will hear what Jesus Christ is preaching you. Again, when you at your home, you have to open the Bible and pray and asking God his help and asking God his preaching, and you will hear his word. When Jesus Christ in the house, Jesus had that power. I think the people and the paralyzed man also is disappointed, because just a day they put the man inside front of God, in front of Jesus Christ, and instead of healing, he said, "Son, your sins are forgiven." When really it's disappointed. God, I'm asking you all in all my prayer to help me. I have study and I have a work to help. I don't know. I have a problem. To help me to solve my problems. But suddenly you say, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Where is your answers? Where is your actions? Where is your power? I'm still receiving. I want to receive power from your side. I want to receive your answers. But God in Jesus Christ said, "Son, your sins are forgiven." And I can resume his answer, and always he answered by two words, "Son" and "forgiven." Never mind about what you're asking. Don't care about it, because he cares more than you. He will give you everything in your life. Believe it or not, but he will give you more than you expect. And if you want to evaluate this, go to your history and see what Jesus Christ said to you and did with you. That's why he said only "son." And the translation of "son" is a child. And really, I am a child. He gave me the fatherhood. He gave me the love. And this is what I need. In all the world, what I feel lonely. I feel that no one is loving me. I only need the love from God to be his son. That's why when he spoke with his tenderness, with his compassion, with his mercy, and he told me, "My son." And the second word is "forgiven." If I know that I am a sinner, and I have to admit, and I know very well, and I come to him with dirty, I'm very dirty, and I'm the problem that I know very well that I am a sinner. But and he come to me and tell me, "I forgive your sin, my son." I have to be happy. Then the first word brought him into the family, and the second word bring him to the fellowship. Then, when he said the last things, he said, "I say to you, arise, take up your bed, and go to your house." And immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went out to the presence of them all. If I'm go to the readings of today, what is the consequences of the power of the prayer? In the Psalm 34, the Psalm of the Gospel, "I will bless the Lord all the time. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make it boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad." I am praising God, and I'm praising him. I'm asking him his help in my prayer, and after I praise him because I see how he is sweet. In the Paul in Corinthians 2:12, "Now thanks be to God, who always leads us in the triumph in Christ, and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place." I'm thanking God of everything. The power of prayer, that when you receive the peace inside your heart, if you pray and you didn't receive anything, continue your prayer. If you pray and you feel something wrong in your heart, you didn't forgive, you have a problem and still in your heart, continue worshiping. Because I have to thank God. He leads us in the triumph in Christ. I am in Christ, success in everything. In the Catholic, the first epistle of Peter, he said, having been born again, every time you come to Jesus Christ and worshiping, I am born again. Not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. And newborn babies desire the pure milk of the word. Every time I come to God, I am asking the pure milk. It's like the baby. He is desired to see his mother. It's exactly the baby. That's why I am looking to the baby, and I was surprised that he's only looking to God like, it's only my desire to see you. That's why St. Peter said, it's like the baby, a newborn. When you come to Jesus Christ, you're asking only a pure milk. What is a pure milk? It's only the word of God. I'm asking you to help me. I'm asking you only to give you your word and to change my life. That you may grow thereby. If I need it, you have tested that the Lord is gracious. And we tested that God is gracious in all the time. But only when you come to worship in front of God. Worship and asking to be like a baby who desires to see his mother and only asking him his grace. Don't ask about anything else. Because he told you, son, and I forgive, and he will give you everything after. His desire, God, his desire to see you only. You love him. Maybe you say like, I'm okay, I love my God. I love Jesus Christ. From your heart. Every time if you see everything, you praise God. At your home, at your house, you open the Bible and to read the word of God to receive the grace of God. Or I am very busy in my life. Then by the end, the paralyzed man, he rise up. And Jesus Christ healed him. And this is the consequences or the result of the prayer, the power of prayer. Not physically. Not physically. The problem is spiritually. Then I have to look to myself, inside myself spiritually. And I'm asking God to help me in my disease spiritually and spiritual life. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
Samuel pi prophetis et efkene novina nevo jefes marot et jebiot nem efshiri nem pi emnema et owe tietere yes et jike vor ten ooste mosten ti
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pentecostor, creator of heaven and earth, and of all things seen and unseen,
We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, of one essence of the Father, by whom all things are made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified, passed under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and the third day rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended to the heavens, he sits to the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again, is going to judge living and the dead, whose kingdom shall no end. Yes, believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the life giver, who proceeds from the Father, with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and one holy Catholic apostolic church, we confess and baptize for the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection.